So Christine one, while sitting in half lotus for some time, the pain in the leg becomes unbearable. And then when I start to chant, the original pain ceases, but a more severe pain arises in another part of the leg. Why? So this is a typical question. Huh? Then I answer her, I remember as a lady. First, you must understand what meditation is and what are you doing in the name of meditation. This is very important. Huh? Your purpose and intent. If you don't have such an understanding, then there is this tendency to react to unpleasant sensation or feeling that arise during meditation by labeling it as pain. So pain is an aversion or an ill will, a negative mind state. And as we all know, ill will is one of the mental hindrances of mind that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. That's why when you label it as pain, unpleasant feeling, means you dislike that sensation, then you create unnecessary mental hindrance. Well, the first two mental hindrances are sensual desire and ill will. So it's the second mental hindrance. So if you do that, how can you meditate? Well, you create a mental hindrance during meditation. So this will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why you become disturbed. Your attention become disturbed. You cannot remain mindful, peaceful, aware. Your mind is reacting to that sensation because you lack understanding. Then I read on, you will understand. As such, you are already caught or trapped by it. Because of your dislike towards the unpleasant sensation, your mind will try to do something else, like chanting, to divert attention, to either suppress it or divert attention to make it go away. As chanting is just another skillful means to train the mind, and it is still within the field of thought. Hence, by doing so, you have lost your focus. Because meditation consists of two steps. So whatever you do, you must check back. Are you training your mind to be mindful, to be aware? Then are you stabilizing it to be ever mindful, to develop heedfulness? Then only you can meditate. So you have to check on all this. That's why you must know what you are doing in the name of meditation. To meditate, you need to train your mind to be heedful. And to be heedful, you need the mind to be trained to have mindfulness first. Your heedfulness got two parts. Ever mindful and constantly meditating. To be ever mindful, you must be mindful first. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. So all meditations start with this. Unless your five spiritual faculties is already there, very good, very stable, then no need to do any of this training. The mind will straight away enter the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness. Yet the five spiritual faculties will overcome the mental hindrance. Then without mental hindrance, your spiritual faculty will take over, especially sati and samadhi. Then you become very peaceful, calm, tranquil, still, and your mind is in the state of sati, leading to samadhi. So this is how you develop the meditation. Then I read on. Step one is to develop the training of the mind to be constantly aware or ever mindful, leading to heedfulness. Then the second step is to use that trained mind that is already ever mindful or heedful to meditate or cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path. So understanding this will enable you to silence your mind and patiently relax your body and mind to allow the sensation to be without labeling it, without distinguishing it as like or dislike for that sensation. Well, it is the nature of this body to develop that sensation. If you do not know how to relax into it and enable the qi to flow through the blockage, then sati will take over. And this can result in a shift of consciousness to cease the so-called pain. Then your so-called unpleasant sensation, if you don't label it, there is no mental hindrance. Then you need to relax into it. Initially endure it with understanding. Then it keep on haunting you, that tactile sensation. It keep on like creating that rejection. Means like make you have that craving to do something to that sensation. Then your mind has to be very mindful. If there is this aversion or dislike towards that sensation, it becomes a mental hindrance. You may not know, you may think you have not labeled it, but up there at the mind level, the subtle dislike for that sensation is very strong. Unless you have the wisdom to be at peace with it through an understanding, to accept the reality of the moment and relax into it, endure it, then see what happens. The shift of consciousness will come. It will flash through. Then after that, you will not have any more problem with pain. Okay, I'll read on the next paragraph. So just be aware or mindful always to observe what is going on within your form and mind, and to investigate via mindfulness to understand how the movement of mind from one stage or one state to another comes to be. That is, to understand how the stirring of the mind come to be and how the mind can be conditioned into negativity, emotion, selfishness, and fear, etc. via delusion. Upon seeing something or hearing something or thinking of something, etc.